Born March 25, 1942, in Memphis, Tennessee, Aretha Louise Franklin was 5 years old when her family moved to Detroit. At age 9, the shy daughter of preacher C.L. Franklin sang before her father's church. She talked about that moment with NPR's Juan Williams in 2004.
We were at church, and there was a little footstool there. Someone found a footstool in the office and put it there on stage for me to stand on to sing because they didn't feel that I would be seen. I was so small.
Despite living in Detroit, she was not a part of Motown Records. When Franklin was 19, she signed with Columbia Records, then switched to Atlantic, where producer Jerry Wexler told Franklin to focus on her church-trained way of singing. In 1967, Franklin established herself as the Queen of Soul. Mark Anthony Neal, African American Studies professor at Duke University, put Franklin's breakthrough year in perspective for NPR in 2007.
It's difficult to think of 1967 as not just simply the year of Aretha, because she released that album, I Never Loved a Man, and nothing was ever the same again. By 1968, you know, she was like the most popular black woman ever. So she could really go from one genre to another fairly seamlessly and always maintaining this kind of gospel sensibility about it.
Franklin's voice made anthems out of one-word song titles. In 2007, Franklin and NPR's Juan Williams talked about why Respect was one of her most requested songs.
It was a battle cry of a sort, but we've always had respect in certain ways. We kind of demand respect. What you want, baby, I got. What you need, you know I got it. All I'm asking is for a little respect when you come just home. Just a little bit, hey, baby, just a little bit. When you get that low, just a little bit, mister, just a little bit.
In the 1980s, Franklin rose back to the top of the charts with her Freeway of Love album. And in 1998, Franklin was given rave reviews for filling in for Luciano Pavarotti at the Grammy Awards, singing her version of Puccini's aria, Nessun Dorma. Earning the Presidential Medal of Freedom, nearly 20 Grammys, and the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Franklin sung for popes and presidents.
I can't treat it of the sweet land of liberty.
In 2009, wearing a now famous gray hat with a big bow on top, Franklin performed at the inauguration of President Barack Obama. Franklin later said the cold air of that January day affected her voice, but told UPI she was delighted and thrilled to participate in the event for the first black president of America. In yet another NPR interview, Franklin said the reason why she kept performing nearly until the end was simple.
Because I love what I do, and like I've heard it said, and you get paid for it, too.
Aretha Franklin, the natural woman who didn't just sing the words, she made us feel them.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, so tired.